Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Bunting, Aruba Ray, The Trash Man, and Donnie's Diary. That's coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Scientists are reporting that a 6.5-ton satellite is about to plummet to Earth. Are you prepared? Well, you better be. Your odds of being hit by this thing are over 1 in 3,200. Wow. Think about it. Your odds of winning the Powerball are less than 1 in 195 million. But you buy a ticket for that every week, right?
Uh-huh.
That's why it makes sense to invest in protecting the safety of yourself, your family, and your property from satellite debris. Mm. How? I'll tell you how. By purchasing the Danny Jackson anti-satellite shotgun.
Yeah!
That's right. You have the constitutional right to bear arms in order to defend yourself from invading foreign forces.
That's right.
And that includes foreign objects falling out of the sky. Don't wait until you're in the emergency room getting a hunk of space junk pulled out of your ass. Right now is the time to act. Get on down to Danny Jackson's anti-satellite gun emporium today. We'll get you set up with a weapon that is guaranteed to take down any parts you see heading your way.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about a 3-day waiting period? Well, don't be. Our attorneys found a little-known loophole in the law involving filing off serial numbers. That allows us to sell these babies to anyone, anytime. No ID, no delay, and no pesky satellites bonking on your noggin. So, there's no reason to hesitate. Get on down here today. We've got everything you need to defend against satellites. We've got weapons, ammunition, Kevlar vests and helmets, beer, liquor, fireworks.
Yeah.
Tattoos while you wait. It's all right here at Danny Jackson's Anti-Satellite Gun Emporium.
Due to state and federal laws, we cannot give out an address or any contact information for Danny Jackson's Anti-Satellite Gun Emporium. But you probably know a guy who knows a guy who can tell you where to find him.
Yeah.
No credit cards or personal checks. Danny Jackson only accepts cash, food stamps, and boxes of cold medicine.
Get on down here before I have to move this RV to a different town.
All right.
If you're a cop, don't even think about coming here dressed in plain clothes and pretending you ain't. This is America. That's against the law.
Danny Jackson is not an attorney and cannot offer legal advice. Furthermore, no one besides Danny Jackson is liable for any injuries, litigation, or deaths stemming from shopping at his gun emporium. Not this radio station, not the gun manufacturers, not Danny's parents, not me, or even the guy putting in these sound effects. This is just between you and Danny Jackson.
Okay.
All right, now turn off the radio and get down here, you dumbasses. Oh, hey, yo hablo español, amigos.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, boys, it's me, Donnie Baker.
Hi, hey, Donnie.
Oh, and spoiler alert about Tiger Kings, there's another theory, Lewis was buried under a septic tank. Because Joe Exotic said, you dig up a septic tank, you're going to find her husband. But don't you think it would spice up another season of Survivors if you had Carol Baskin, Joe Exotic, and OJ on the same island?
Yes.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, we're laughing. It'll probably happen.
Yeah, no joke.
The only rules are they got to stay 6 foot apart the entire time on zone defense. Mm-hmm. I've been keeping a quarantine diary. I thought you guys might want hear me read some pages from it.
Oh, sure.
Dear Quarantine Diary, day 7 or 8. I've lost track. We're so low on toilet paper. Not to say it's getting bad, but yesterday Todd Boner used my diary entry to wipe himself.
Ooh, oh, no. Yikes.
Yeah, which is a shame because I had some new lyrics to a tape I'm working on.
Oh, good.
Is a song called I'm Ready to Strangle My Stoned Ass Bass Player.
I see.
Anyways, morale may be low, but we still got a few beers and so many rubbers, I'm wearing them like a full metal jacket belt around my neck. Look like Rambo. So yesterday, I sent Boner to the grocery store for our weekly supply run.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he fired one up on the way to the store because he came back with 13 cases of Hostess Twinkies, some ketchup, a quart of Neo Polish and ice cream, and a DVD copy of Disney's Miracle on Ice.
Well,
you know? He forgot about the important stuff, essentials like milk, bread, and Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, me and him want to make the best of this time being sequestered, so we decided the Pork Pistols are going to make a quarantine album.
Oh, great.
Aww.
A lot of the great art and inventions came out of times like these, Tom.
Yeah, sure, I know that. Yeah.
Yep.
You guys know Sir Isaac invented the Fig Newton during the quarantine.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
And William Shakespeare wrote Catcher in the Rye during the play.
That is correct.
I swear to God. Our plan is to write a tape every day, then release the album in 2 weeks with extra days to make a music video.
Sounds good.
You guys know that song Pour Some Sugar on Me by
Sure.
Def Leppard?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, God, yeah.
How about cough into my sleeve? I swear to God. I got another since Billy Ray stumbled back into the hit scene last year. I figured they could play this at all the grocery stores now. Stay 6 feet apart with your achy, squeaky cart. That's by Billy Ray Virus.
Oh!
Hey, put that on Kroger Radio, chick. I gotta go.
Kroger Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Donnie. You know, that's Donnie almost had it right.
What do you mean?
Well, there have been some famous things that were done during times of sort of quarantine.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe he'll have a new album. It sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Now, we were still on the sports
Stupid
page.
World record. A group in the UK is attempting the world record for longest knitted bunting.
What is bunting?
I was kind of hoping you'd know, Christine.
No.
You see them at conventions, I think.
Bunting?
Yeah, they go look at the bunting on.
Oh, like wrap around your table?
Is that the thing that looks like the half-circle flags that hang off the balconies?
Red, white, and blue bunting?
Yes, that's it.
Devon County show organizer Deborah Constance Baker is currently attaching 32,000 donated knitted triangles to meet the Guinness World Record on May 16th.
Yeah, bunting is any festive decoration made of fabric or of plastic, paper, or cardboard.
Oh, so like those things at the gas station that have little pennants on them, that's bunting?
Yep.
Once complete, the bunting will be 8 kilometers long or almost 5 miles.
Man.
But knitted, hand-knitted.
Yeah.
The show, it will be on display for August, they hope, of course, as all
giant
things
bunting.
Are right now.
Wow.
What a giant... Bunting. Knitters around the world still encouraged to participate and send in their flags. A Facebook group for the attempt called Longest Knitted Bunting, LKB, has an international following of knitters.
Okay, and they are all shaped like those triangles, at least the ones in the photographs here. They're all like those triangles you see at the gas stations.
Yeah, car dealers.
Or you can hang up if you have a birthday party. You know,
I've learned a new word.
Mm-hmm.
You know that someone's going to send in one that's very phallic-shaped, hoping they don't notice. Mile after mile of triangles, and then all of a sudden, there you go.
And a man in Britain has run a marathon in his backyard.
Is that right?
Good for him.
James Campbell, a former professional javelin thrower,
Wait a minute.
That's a profession?
What the hell?
How do you get paid for that?
You have the tickets for this week's javelin match? Oh, boy. What the hell?
Yeah, they're really going to suffer during the virus. I can tell you that.
The tour had to cancel their stop at Yankee Stadium.
Yesterday, he ran.
By the way, if a javelin goes into the crowd, it's yours to keep.
Usually it's stuck.
Didn't high schools do away with the javelin because there were accidents?
Multiple Lansings?
I think there may be a few high schools that still have it. But
what is it, the omen and the priest?
Oh, boy, yeah.
That's really something.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know this. Did you know that at stadiums? This is fascinating.
What?
I hate to go back to your story about the bunting. At stadiums, they have to take it down if there are two strikes. No bunting.
Oh, jeez.
Did you know that, Chick?
We went back for that.
Yeah, I did.
You know, Pat brings up a good point. We went back for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had you ever heard the word bunting in that context before?
Yes.
You had? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm the one who said it.
Yes, we used to have to put it up for different displays. Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
This guy ran a marathon in his backyard yesterday by running 20-foot shuttles from one end of his small backyard to the other. Campbell had promised to run and live stream the at-home marathon if one of his Twitter messages received 10,000 retweets. By the time Campbell completed the marathon in just over 5 hours, he'd raised more than $22,000.
Oh, well, good on him.
Britain's NHS to help battle the virus.
Give the guy a bike and a hot tub. He can do a triathlon.
He has.
You know, why isn't anyone swimming in their tub for 18 miles or whatever they swim? Campbell calculated he would have to travel his yard at least 7,000 times.
Whew.
The 20 feet to reach 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
So he's going to need a hip replacement.
Oh, yeah. Something.
Left turn. After a while, do you suppose he just, to mix it up, went the other way?
I hope.
Did he go back, back and forth or around it?
I'm trying to find it. It sounds like
he went back and forth if he was doing shuttle runs.
Yeah, shuttle runs back and forth.
Okay.
Oh, like suicide. And it's not a big yard. It is a very small
like
yard.
Like wind sprints?
It can't be more than about 50 feet, does it say?
20 feet is what he said.
Gosh. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's just...
And he forgot to pick up the dog poop before he started.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that a shame?
You ever get dog poop in the treads of your shoes?
Yes.
That's a tough one.
It's where you pick them out.
You got to use a toothbrush to get it out.
Yeah. You want to throw that toothbrush away, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Just in case.
I knew I forgot.
Oh, it's pretty late for this kind of feedback.
Yeah, it sure is. Can I have an Altoid?
At least.
Got a request here. Good morning from Seattle, from Derek.
Hi, Derek. What joke of mine would you like to hear?
Seattle.
He wants to hear, and I don't know if we can find him, but is Aruba Ray here, the famous club owner?
Aruba Ray.
You know, he is.
He is here?
Yeah, he had to quarantine somewhere, and he chose the studio.
Wow.
So let me call him. Hey, Ray, it's safe. It's safe to come out. No one...
There he is.
Now, Aruba Ray, I understand you're a club owner.
That's right.
Not doing a lot right now.
With the quarantine, I'm sure you've closed your club.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you, Tommy?
Yeah.
But nope. Filled to the gills every night.
Hey!
How'd you get people to come in when the quarantine's on?
With all kinds of specials.
Oh, like what?
You get a free ventilator with every shot. Oh. Made from recycled aquarium parts.
That's got to be a big success for
you. Oh, yeah.
And where's your bar located, Aruba Ray?
Well, you got to get on the dark web to find the address.
I think it would be in Aruba.
Shut your mouth.
Boy, oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Ray. We'll talk to you again.
That was
very helpful.
You know how many Aruba Ray t-shirts we could sell?
Oh,
see, give it to the virus.
There actually is an Aruba Ray. So
yeah, exactly. We don't know.
There's a real Aruba Ray. We don't want to.
We don't know how litigious he is.
How about we spell it Aruba?
I don't think that's enough.
Would that be enough?
That might be enough.
I think that might be enough.
How about Aruba Aruba Ray?
Well, that's our Wednesday night special, Christy.
Christy's finally gone around the bend.
Welcome to Aruba Ray.
I'd like to hear that played back. What about Aruba?
Aruba Ray. Okay, Christy Lee.
Don't bring that back, Dean. Please,
Christy Lee is.
The president of Belarus is what I was talking about earlier. He's the one who thinks saunas and vodka will cure the coronavirus.
That's right.
Right. Look forward to a new president soon.
Yeah.
When he succumbs. Okay, thank you very much. Once again, at the news desk, Chrissy Lee, what else have you got over there?
Well, this is some really sad news. A tractor trailer hauling toilet paper crashed and caught on fire in Texas. The large rolls typically used in stores, restaurants, and other businesses spilled onto Interstate 20 near Dallas early on Wednesday. According to WFAA, Texas Department of Transportation officials,
where news comes first,
a load of toilet paper burned extensively.
Oh, yeah.
The driver of the truck,
did you see the video on this?
I did see it.
Oh, did you notice there was a big white cloud?
Yeah, most of it.
It's the one thing I'm going to take
it's
away.
White Cloud's a brand of toilet paper. I guess not as popular as it used to be.
I was thinking.
Yeah, it was a big Charmin at work. No, it doesn't really.
I was thinking yesterday, I will never take my Charmin Ultra for granted ever again. Yeah. I haven't had it for so long. Oh.
You see that? No, seriously, did you see the pictures of this thing burning?
I did. Yes.
At this, it was at the side of the road. It was like the Hindenburg.
Uh huh.
Only more tragic.
Speaking of toilet paper.
Oh, the humanity.
Manufacturer Kimberly-Clark said they are working around the clock to keep up with demand. Arist Matarizis, president of Family Care for Kimberly-Clark North America, says our teams see those empty shelves and they're working really hard, really safely to make sure we close the gap. He added they're producing and shipping 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The company is also encouraging all Americans to give toilet paper away to those in need in a campaign called hashtag Share a Square. According to the spokesperson.
But new toilet paper.
Well, of course.
Okay, yeah. If we have to make that clear, then
hey, buddy.
We're in worse trouble than we
this
thought.
One, you can have it now.
Americans have spent more than one.
By the way, could I just make a recommendation?
Lord.
Share more than a square.
Yes, okay? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't pull up the guy at the side of the road. Here you go.
Well, for the major transactions.
Doesn't Sheryl Crow claim to use two or three squares only?
Yes.
Boy, I'd like to meet her manicurist.
By the way, they are suggesting that people trim their nails. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Which
and you can just, if you're a nail biter, you can just bite them off.
That's no, fine. Don't do that.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't guys with really long nails, doesn't that throw you? It really
does. It does.
Me.
Yes.
It really does.
I haven't seen my naked nails in so long. It's freaking me out a little bit.
What are you talking about?
Because I took all the stuff off and cut them down short.
With all the polish and everything.
Yeah,
okay.
It's weird. Yeah.
Your boyfriend's anus has never been more scratch-free.
Hey, he said, changing the topic.
That was a little too direct.
We've got a new intro.
I didn't have time for subtlety.
We have a new intro for Christy. Are you ready?
Do? Yep.
Mr. North or South American, all the ships at sea, let's go to press.
Oh, there you go.
Here's Christy Lee
from
the Tom News Desk.
But that is like
that's a
Morse code.
Somebody
want
to shut that damn thing off? Trying to do the news here.
I want to say hi to Mark. He's doing something. This is just as important as everything else. He's picking up garbage in a garbage truck in West Virginia.
Mark, you're a good man.
Have you seen him pick up garbage? It's like one guy in a truck, and they got the claw that reaches out and gets your thing.
Oh, my guys.
And they never miss.
No, they never miss.
They don't accidentally knock over one. It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
My guys didn't pick up my garbage yesterday.
Oh, they God. Didn't, how have we been on the air this long and not heard about this? What's going on?
I had sticks in it, and apparently you can't do that.
Oh, well, you should have put an REO.
Wait a minute. Did you have your girls out picking up sticks in the yard?
No, I did it.
Why don't you save them and have a bonfire?
Because I don't have a pit for that.
You don't need a pit. You got a backyard.
Put them in the backyard. Caught my backyard.
You got a
on
bathtub,
fire.
Don't you?
If you set them on fire in the backyard, it'll create its own pit.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.